Steve Charter is an independent rancher near Billings and a member of the family agriculture group Northern Plains Resource Council.
Not only the meatpacking industry, but our whole food system is so vulnerable and it's so concentrated and it's so monopolistically controlled. So this is a probably once in a lifetime opportunity to possibly push through some real reform.
Four companies control 85% of U.S. beef processing. Charter says prices for cattle producers are unsustainable, but the meatpacking industry says other factors have made prices low for producers, including drought, higher feed prices, and a labor shortage. The U.S. Department of Agriculture also is looking into cracking down on large packers. It's considering new rules to strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act. Charter says country of origin labeling would also improve conditions because large meat packers are able to use beef from other countries in their product, but still call it U.S. made.
Country of origin labeling, it's kind of a no-brainer, and why wouldn't we want it? Consumers want it, producers want it. But it's just another example of how much these big packers have to prohibit honest labeling of what it is.
Charter says he's a third-generation rancher and Generation 4 and 5 work on his ranch. He's not sure whether the ranch will make it to them. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.